you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. It is Friday. We made it. I made it. This is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Rob, Tribble, and myself here with you live
in what up,
the
Tiff?
Studios. Good morning.
Yeah, it is good. First of all, I was headed in this morning, and I was thinking how sad this was. Shout out to the people over at Body Armor. There was two different Body Armor bottles in the case when I went to get my water this morning. One of them is Alex Morgan. Sad deal. The other one next to it was the MVP, Ronald Acuna, has his own Body Armor bottle. Didn't work out good for them. So shout out to those people over at Body Armor that signed those deals.
Body Armor jinx?
It's like the Madden jinx?
It feels like it.
It feels like it, Rob, but nonetheless.
Does that Alex Morgan taste like old water? Because she's so old now.
Alex Morgan.
That old water.
Stop it.
I do love Alex Morgan. I do love Alex Morgan. But nonetheless, man, good night. Had a good day. Craziness in the NBA draft, obviously, yesterday with the whole Bronny and Kyle Filipowski saga following that last night.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to watch a little of the U.S. men's national team, which is an absolute debacle in a number of different ways, and then my eyes bled watching the Braves. Got out in the yard last night, got blisters all over my hands. You guys see this? I'm like a straight-up farmer right here. I don't know if you...
Oh, those are all for... And the random bandage? Yeah. It looks like you're on the run from the law. Look at your soft, little, effeminate hands.
Look at you.
Not to go off on a tangent, but you know what I did? I got a blister, and then I was like, oh, you know what? I really need to finish this, so I put duct tape around it. And it was a bad decision, because what do you think happened when I took the duct tape off?
Jeez. Ow. Why would you just wear gloves?
I did. There was gloves on there when this happened. Gloves on.
It looks like you're on the run from the law.
I know.
That's what that bandage looks like.
It looks like I touched a hot stove.
You've always been a delicate little man.
Yeah, I know. I know. Listen, don't even make me go off on a tangent, because I always tell people, they're like, this, that, and the other. I'm like, this is the kind of thing I used to hate that fans of football players or whatever sport never understood, like the little things like a toenail falling off or
still
a blister,
there, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Swollen knuckle or whatever. Like, nobody's like, that sounds so soft in the grand scheme of it, but it really sucks in the moment. You know what I mean? So anyways, Tiff, you got a lot of sleep last night, eh?
Somewhat-ish. Somewhat, but I did take a good solid nap.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday.
What's solid for you? Is that an hour and more?
I think it was like 3.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's not a nap. That's a slumber.
When I'm on the brink of exhaustion, I just shut down.
That's a hibernation.
So I got a good. And then it's almost like when you eat well, which I have been eating well for the most part, but because I was so tired yesterday, I only had basically one meal in the morning. And so when I woke up, I felt absolutely famished. But then I put a vegetable in my mouth, and it's like I came alive.
There you go. Man, all those good nutrients.
Yeah. Yes.
Hang on. Just before we move on, what vegetable was this?
I cheated. I have my little steam bag, so it's just like carrots, cauliflower, broccoli.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So I just pop that in the microwave.
There's zero nutrients in those bags of vegetables. Zero.
I'm counting. It
helped. Whatever it did, it helped. And then I had, some sweet potatoes. So that's nutrient dense. All of it, brought me back to life late in the afternoon.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Rob was talking to me this morning, Tiff. He said he was just as exhausted as you yesterday. He said he's put in a solid work week.
It's been over about 60 hours.
Yeah.
You've beat me in here. I've done shows with you before where we were like,
well, there's a lot of times I just linger somewhere by myself to kind of gather my thoughts. And I'm actually under the roof, but then I make it a grand entrance.
No, but you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because before we were like, where's Rob?
Countdown clock is on.
But now
Dylan's starting the crossover. Like, what?
What happens though when the referee tosses a ball in the air? I'm on the floor, brother.
He is. I know. I've been the trash one all week. You guys are probably like, is she coming?
I got worried a couple of days, yes.
I figured. I stopped texting you to give you the heads up. I was like, you know what? Let me.
Well, you know why you stopped texting me.
Give him some adrenaline. Let me give him some.
You know why you stopped texting me.
Why?
Because it was the same text every day. Hey, run a little late. Hey, coming in hot.
I just send the
once
fire.
Once it gets that repetitive, I mean, what are we doing here?
I just send the fire emoji. Yeah. And that's what it.
Yeah, coming in.
That's what it means.
Flames shooting off the tires here. Coming in hot. Nonetheless.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right. The NBA draft is done now. We had 2 days of it. Round one, we saw the Atlanta Hawks take Zachary Richesse with the number 1 overall pick. And then making some moves. They moved back in the NBA draft on Thursday. And so they did this by trading A.J. Griffin to the Houston Rockets for the number 44th pick before trading that to Miami to obtain the rights of guard and forward Nikola Jurisic. I'm going to try. That's the best way I can try to pronounce it.
I think it's a
Jurisic.
Like a Yogi?
Jurisic. Of Serbia. So Jurisic.
Look, I think a lot of people, if you've paid close attention to the Hawks, right, if you have really been a huge fan of the Hawks and understand everything that goes on inside and outside this locker room, last season, a lost season for A.J. Griffin, coming from a guy who had a lot of promise in year one. And last year, A.J. Griffin, there's questions about his fit inside the locker room. Won't go into that, but he takes a kind of a mental health break for a little bit, comes back. I think he got some minutes at the end of the G League, showed some decent minutes, but it just seemed like it was a situation where best for everybody to kind of part ways, give him a fresh restart. It stinks when you look at the standpoint that you spent, what was he, 16th overall, something like 16th or 18th overall a couple of years ago, and then you flip that for what is essentially a 43rd pick in the NBA draft just 2 years later. But it's a needed fresh start for A.J. Griffin, and then you get a quality player with a lot of upside. You take a big swing at a guy in the second round, which, let's be honest, dude, the second round of the NBA draft is made for big swings. Like, if you're trying to draft a solid player,
that's
with
a round
high
of
floor,
Mr. Irrelevance.
Then what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, so that's kind of what it's built for. But nonetheless, like I said, I think it's best for A.J. Griffin to hit the reset button, get with a new team, and find a new situation. So I don't think anybody who follows the Hawks closely was shocked by that.
Well, I follow them because, to me, the Hawks are like a rock in my shoe. I have to pay attention to them.
Right.
For not to until they're relevant again.
And then you stop every now and then, pause, try to dig it out, but you can't.
So what happened with A.J. Griffin was the Hawks say, it's not us, it's you.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, essentially, yeah. Okay. And they say, and look, I think he was obviously a little bit better off before Quinn got here. I think there was questions even before Quinn showed up about, you know, the kind of the long-term future of him. But it's the guy who's got a lot going on personally, you know, in his home life and everything else going on. So I just think it was best for him. And I'd go as far as to say he might even have wanted out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that just needed a little bit of a reset button. So everybody, listen, I got questions a ton last season. What the heck is going on with AJ Griffin? Where'd he go? He just kind of disappeared.
He did.
And, it stinks. As a Hawks fan, it stinks. But I think this is, like I said, it's best for everybody, and you kind of just move on. So
yeah, he was kind of limited by injuries, an ankle sprain. So what? It was 20 games this past season and averaged around like 9 points a game. You know, in reading a couple articles about this, you know, the trade does kind of clear some space up then for playing time for Richesse should he come in and make, you know, an impact.
That's isn't that the crazy part where you get rid of you draft a wing number one, you get rid of one. And you kind of read maybe their scouting report, and it reads very similar. Mm-hmm. You know, a wing that is a willing defender, fluid athlete, can develop a
shot,
all the above. You're like, oh, man.
Tremendous upside.
Like, the measurables, everything else, man. It's like.
We were positive on this show.
No, I know. And that's the thing is I'm still stoked
positive
about.
Is boring.
I do think the thing to kind of keep in mind here is the luxury tech, because the Hawks right now are over that threshold, and this is a team who historically hasn't wanted to even get close to that.
That's all you need to know. We can sit here and pontificate all the things they've done. That's all you need to know.
Well, but and here's the thing. It's not like A.J. Griffin was costing you a ton of money. I think he was due $4 million next year, so you're going to have the rookie minimum's over $1 million. You're not saving a ton of money. And you also paid You gave up cash considerations to move up that one slot from 44 to 43 yesterday. So, look, I mean, they still have not allocated money to Sadiq Bey's contract, I don't believe. Vic Krejci is still out there, which is, that's my guy. Look, I need a Krejci jersey leading into next year if he's a Hawk. But nonetheless, you only have 12 guys, really, and you're already over the luxury tax, and you have to fill up that roster with two more. So
it's like Clark Howard's the GM of the Hawks, I think is what it is.
Yeah, look.
Drive to Birmingham before you fly.
No. All right.
Rob trying to help us find the deals, I guess, here.
Yeah.
But, you know, the big question is now that, like you mentioned, with contracts looming, you know, what does the future hold for this team now and some of the superstars?
Yeah, I think it's still going to be a lot of things in motion moving forward. And, look, I think Hawks fans – I think everybody looks at it and says, you just can't run it back with the same starting five. If that means putting Zachary Risacher in a little bit early and having him get minutes, I know that DeAndre Hunter's only halfway through his, what, $90 million deal that he signed 2 years ago. But this is just I just can't imagine that we're going to get to game one and the Hawks are going to have the same starting five they did last year, week one. It just seems like there's no way that's possible. With all the dysfunction last year and all the craziness going around that backcourt, and then you get the number one pick, and if you show up week one, you're still playing the same starting five. I don't know what to tell you. But it wouldn't shock me. It really
wouldn't. Nothing would shock me from that.
The only thing shocking would be if that's the situation, then they didn't salary dump to get under luxury tax. That would be the only thing shocking about that entire ordeal. So I don't know, man. I've gone back and forth the last couple of days. The NBA draft, honestly, been pretty exciting. I mentioned it earlier, the whole Bronny James saga that we'll get into here in a little bit. Following the fall of Kyle Filipowski, which was just an absolute roller coaster over the last.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Jonathan
Giovanni
reported on that.
And then other players coming out, like Jason Tatum tweeting about Flip or Filipowski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just truly unbelievable with all the craziness going on in that. His family tweeting that, you know, just. That whole thing blowing up. So just craziness over the NBA draft. A lot of fun, though. I will say this. I enjoy the NBA draft being 2 days.
I was going to ask that. Do you like the two-day draft?
I liked it. And you know why? And I think, first of all, I think anybody in the front office probably loved it, right? You kind of get a breather and kind of hit the reset button and go home in a decent hour, and you kind of, okay, what do we need to do here in day two?
You're not drafting, just hit the reset button. I don't know, like four guys or something. You know what I'm saying?
I think you look at the situation, like if you're a guy like Landry Fields, you get Risacher and kind of watch the rest of the first round, and you're hitting the scouting report, maybe fielding calls, but it's going, okay, let's take a breather. Let's go home, get a good meal, see the kids, get back here tomorrow, and we'll grind out and we'll make some trades and do some other things. So that's exactly what happened.
Figure it out and win, get back in the playoffs with a decent seeding, please.
Yes, please. We want meaningful basketball in this
city. Don't be a rock in my shoe.
When we come back, let's hit some headlines and get you caught up on the Braves. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
I'm going to just give it to you straight.
No chaser.
No chaser. No Braves loss. 1-0 to the White Sox. There you go.
Tiff, let me give you guys the rundown. All right, you ready? I'll give you the recap. You know, coming to you live from the 92.9 Recap Center.
You have the floor.
The first inning, Lewis Robert Jr. hits a home run off Chris Sale. That was it. That was the recap. That was the entire thing. That was the game.
Well, I'll tell you.
You saw the game right there.
As a former mediocre left-handed college pitcher, a 1-0 game is chef's kiss.
I think I would agree.
Chicks take the long ball. I don't care.
Well,
to the White Sox.
It's not quite as sexy, you know, as like a 6-3 football game. But here's what I'll say.
a 3-2 football
game. I've been on, Nebraska, Iowa.
Yeah. Like that.
Fantastic.
Like, what was the over?
Did you do that game?
I did.
The over under for that game was the lowest in the history of Las Vegas odds, and the under hit. The under hit, like the over under for that game was like 27 in the under hit.
I could just see Tiffany sitting down against the wall outside the end zone. This game set back football 45 years.
Heat packs inside of her snow boots.
They were done. I had to get multiple.
Hey, how about the White Sox, though? They are now just 39 games under 500, man.
Let me tell you, the worst part of all this is when I'm looking at it and I'm watching, and obviously it's a bullpen game for the White Sox. That's what really it just. Oh my God! Like you,
you're hurt.
The Braves come off a doubleheader. I said this yesterday.
They're exhausted, Chicago, dude.
For a one-off before they start this home.
Get on the Bluebird school bus and go from St. Louis to Chicago.
They'll be here for what, 10 days or something now, starting today, which I'm sure they were looking ahead a little bit. But when you throw a bullpen game, and you're the White Sox, and you look in the win column of this box score, and Jared Schuster, who was on your opening day roster last year, and got traded away along with Soroka and all these other guys you dealt last year in a salary dump, they award him the win yesterday in a 1-0 ball game with Chris Sale, former White Sox, on the mound.
Sale started with the White Sox.
It's awful. It was awful to watch. We're getting past the point of saying, well, they'll come around and the hard hit percentage is up and they're having good at bats. We're past that, dude.
Yeah, forget it.
Adam Duvall is, God love him, and I'm sure he's a great dude. This has been terrible at the plate. Terrible. He's sitting under 100 against right-handed pitchers. The platoon was working out for a little bit. Jared Kelnick has taken off in this situation. Adam Duvall has plummeted. And as much as I've gone back and forth with Bo over the last month about what the Braves need to do, the trade deadline yesterday made the decision in my mind, you got to go find another outfielder. You just have to.
I've always maintained that you need a corner outfielder.
It was awful. It was awful yesterday, and it was tough to watch.
They got to find some sort of solution to the problems. Let's take a listen to Snit.
I mean, we won a series against the Yankees and felt really good coming out of there. And, you know, same thing yesterday, second game of the doubleheader. We just couldn't score any runs. You know, pitch has been really good. Bryce was really good yesterday. Bullpen's been really good. Today we got a great start. We're just going to have to, you know, we just got to get it going offensively again.
God, 7 innings, 11 Ks, 1 walk, and just that 1 home run. Purcell's amazing yesterday. He's been amazing all year.
And look, we talked about yesterday. I'm a glass half full guy. All right, I'm always going to try to find the positive, but here's where I sit with this still. There's not really to take – there's nothing positive other than Chris Sale's outing to take away from yesterday. Offensively, there is zero. Zero positive. Jared Kelnick had a good at-bat, right? I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
We're
going
to do a deep dive on his good at-bat because that's really all there was.
But, dude, that's what I'm saying. Force Wall had a good bunt.
That was great, wasn't it?
You know what I mean? But, like, look, what are we doing? This is a team who set every offensive record you could think of last year, and we're talking about a guy.
I know.
The highlights of the game against a White Sox bullpen game is that Forrest Wall had a good bunt and Jared Kelnick had a good at-bat. Like, that's what we're talking about. That's what we've been reduced to. And, guys.
Do you need a drink, sir?
I do. It's Friday.
He's standing up now. He's pacing back and forth with a mic in his hand. This is crazy.
My heart rate watching this team, because what if we do? They'll come around. Too good not to. Too much talent. Well, Cooney goes down. Harris goes down. Too much talent not to. Sean Murphy comes back. Oh, great. They're heating up. It's June. It's past Memorial Day. This is when. And it just, like, just when's the last time you saw the Braves score double-digit runs, man? I mean, it just seems like this team last year.
The Nixon White House, maybe?
Turned into the launch pad at all times last year. And you can't muster a ball seemingly out of the infield these days.
Well, we were saying this 3 years ago. And then Double A waved his magic wand. They need to bring in some energy and a good bat, and let's see what happens. I'm not going to fly the white flag yet, but I think something bad about it.
Yeah, July 30th, trade deadline. And that's the thing. I don't know who the target will be. It'll be a value pick of some sort. Alex Anthopoulos doesn't do big-name trades usually at the deadline. But the interesting part of this is when you look at the future of the Braves outfield, it's solid. Michael Harris will be back. He's going to be a Brave for a while.
I wonder if he's regressing. I read somebody offered some little observation about Michael Harris not too long ago, and it was like, oof, is he Jason Hayward?
Dude, I think the same thing all the time.
Oof.
And let me tell you right now, as a guy who grew up as a Cubs fan, when Jason Hayward was signed to a big contract in Chicago, I was like, dude, I don't think this is a good idea. He's a little bit of flash in the pan offense, a great defensive outfielder, great. But a flash in the pan offensively.
He was a big time leader.
They
though.
Ended up having to cut ties with him before the end of his deal.
He was the sheriff of that locker room though, and he gave that speech before they clinched their World Series when they won it. I mean, he did have some value there, but
it's tough, man. It's tough, but it was. We'll move on. We'll talk about it later. It was tough to watch.
You can stick with baseball, but maybe some All-Star news might cheer you up, even though it's probably two teams that you don't like, being that we are here in Atlanta. So because of some lofty early vote totals, Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge are going to bypass phase two of the All-Star vote. So basically, they're already All-Stars, right?
They're locked in starting.
They're locked in their starting spots, yeah. So,
no problem with that.
No problem. Okay,
that's sexy.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good.
Very sexy.
I will say this. I have to mention this before we go any further. Bryce Harper last night, he is on my fantasy team. I had this pop up on my phone. I think it was maybe the eighth inning. He's trying to leg one out and pulls up, grabs the hamstring, falls to the ground, walks straight back to the dugout. Unfortunate for him because as much as I know that Braves fans don't like Bryce Harper.
He's fun to hate because I like him. He's a good villain.
He's a good villain for Braves fans because he plays with such an attitude. I mean, you go all the way back. Who was that, Rob, that he fought in the dugout when he was young? The closer.
Yeah, that was
for the Nationals. Papelbon?
Papelbon, yes, Papelbon.
Like, how good was that? He doesn't leg out a ground ball or something. Papelbon ends up trying to choke him out in the dugout up against the wall. And this was like old head against the new guard, the young, talented, flashy kid. And I feel like ever since then, he's just kind of had that, you know, the clown question thing.
The clown question, bro. I like Bryce Harper.
It's hard not to root for the guy. Honestly, it's hard not to root for the guy. But
he's funny.
Nonetheless, man, Aaron Judge got a chance to see him over the weekend. Obviously, far and away, needed to be the leading All-Star vote getter.
I think Mike would look small next to Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Dude, he's a giant.
He's
an absolute giant. I used to think guys like that could not be good offensive players in baseball. Like, almost too lumbering, too slow. But his bat speed and his strength is insane.
Matt Olson's another big dude. Matt Olson is vulnerable to a pitch high and inside. I wonder if Aaron Judge, if that's because you've got so many limbs to uncork to try to get to that pitch. I don't know if that's the same for him, but I know Matt Olson has trouble things up and in.
I will say this. As you lose bat speed later in your career, I think it becomes harder for tall guys to get to those pitches.
Yeah.
I guess that's going to be my point. So, I used to wonder if guys like that, you know, there's a law of diminishing returns for football players. Like, you can't be 6'10 usually and be a good football player. You don't have good leverage.
All right.
You know, I always used to think that way about baseball. But Aaron Judge, kudos to you, man. Start that All-Star game.
So, for Harper, it'll be his eighth career All-Star selection. And then for Judge, it will be his sixth.
Yep.
All right, on to some NFL news. A jury in the U.S. District Court ordered the NFL to pay more than $4.7 billion in damages on Thursday after ruling that the league violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service, which is the whole Sunday ticket case.
Good.
So you said, okay.
I mean,
the NFL is going to appeal the verdict. So they did release a statement about that.
Oh, good. So that'll be tied up in court for another 5 years, probably.
They said, we are disappointed with the jury's verdict today in the NFL Sunday Ticket class action lawsuit. We continue to believe that our media distribution strategy, which features all NFL games broadcast on free over-the-air television in the markets of the participating teams and national distribution of our most popular games, you know, they talked about how it was supplemented by additional choices like Red Zone, Sunday Ticket, NFL Plus is by far the most fan-friendly distribution model in all of sports.
They think it's fan. No, they fleece and annoy. That's what they do.
I mean, the details of this entire thing are crazy. If anybody's followed this and goes back through it. So essentially, in the beginning, this was one bar out in California. I don't remember if it's San Diego or San Francisco. This was like one bar that was going to file this lawsuit because, you know, as the story goes, ESPN, I think it was ESPN, one of the rights to Sunday Ticket, and they were going to, like, butcher the price down to, like, I don't know, $50 for the season, which has normally been, like, $400 through DirecTV, and they were going to lower it way down. And basically, the NFL said, no, we're not going to let you do that because it's going to devalue everything that we have. You know what I mean? It's going to make us less money. It's going to devalue the product. So then you have, like, one bar initially trying to file this lawsuit of saying, why do we have to pay so much money? And then it becomes, you know, class action, antitrust, everything over, you know, going crazy. And look, I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think the NFL was right in this situation.
No, they're not.
It's absolutely ridiculous that, hey, we're going to keep inflating the prices because it's a, we have a monopoly on the situation.
Yeah. So, well, think about this. Think about when you go to the grocery store nowadays. You see the total, $168.72, and you look in your buggy, and it's just the saddest little collection of things. Everything's so expensive. A lot of people are just going to give too middle. Okay, screw you. I'll just do something else on my Sundays.
And that's what the NFL's saying. No, they won't. The NFL's saying it doesn't matter. We're the NFL.
Well, it'll shave off some. Yeah, the junkies like me will be all over. But a lot of people, the passive fan, will like.
Eh. You got to think about it. You have to have seven people say no. If the cost difference is $50 to $400, you have to have seven people say no for every one that says yes. And I think they're betting that's not going to happen. So. It's crazy. Crazy to watch.
When we come back.
They don't care about you.
We got it.
They don't.
TV's well, we love them, Rob.
Time out for you on the other side. And also, yeah, a lot going on in Atlanta last night. The U.S. men's national team did not look too hot against Panama. We'll get you the latest next here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are back here on the Morning Shift. We will hit a TV's timeout in just a minute, but Mercedes-Benz Stadium was home to Copa America last night. The U.S. men's national team facing Panama. And, this was not a good result for them. They lost 2-1. And they were down pretty much the entire game because in the 18th minute, Tim Weah, a little bit of, I guess you want to, it wasn't really shoulder to shoulder, but
no, it was.
You know,
I'm going to call it a palm punch. It was kind of
the hand of God going 2.0.
Sometimes emotions overtake the best of us, and of course you can't put all the entire blame on one player at all. But that did hurt the team. Being down a man.
Yeah, I'm going to say that in soccer more than any other sport, I'd say yes. When you're playing 11 against 10, it's pretty easy to put.
I'm not piling on.
Pretty easy to put the blame on one guy when you're playing 10 versus 11 for most of the game. I will.
Soccer's version of the power play.
Yeah, I mean, I think in baseball when everybody's struggling, it's like, I can't really blame one guy. Table setter, football, ultimate team sport, whatever. In this case, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, we can put a lot of this on Tim Weah. A boneheaded move. Is unfortunate to say the least. Like I said, I'm going to call it a palm punch, something you learn like in jiu-jitsu to break somebody's
nose.
Those
things would be devastating, a palm punch.
Right, palm punch, just
palm punch.
Bow. Right to the head. I mean, he didn't even argue it. He was like, red card, I'm all. Like, he knew as soon as this
the VAR
was going on.
Reviewed it.
It was the dumpster fire.
He did put out a statement. He issued a public apology. He said, no matter what, I will always fight for my team and my country till the day I am no longer needed or capable. I sincerely apologize to everyone. My love for this team goes beyond just football, and I'm so sad and angry at myself for putting my brothers through what they went through tonight. So now he'll be out for the next matchup because it is a red.
Yeah, and the mother of all must-win games coming up for the U.S. men's national team. And you know what stinks about this, above all else, guys, is that all week I've been reading such good things about soccer in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I've been reading such good things about the U.S. men's national team and their review of being in town and this city that has fallen in love with soccer in a lot of different ways. And, the headquarters is headed here and everything else. And to have this sour note that happens in Mercedes-Benz Stadium last night, I knew a handful of people that paid really, really good money to go be a part of this capacity crowd at Mercedes-Benz.
I had a bunch of friends that went last night, too.
And to have that result fly out of that, it stinks, man. It really, really stinks that you kind of ended on that sour note after such a good few. I mean, there was a headline on FoxSports.com, and it was like, this team has kind of fallen in love. What is it? Let me see. U.S. men's national team enjoying Southern hospitality in soccer crazy Atlanta. That was a headline on FoxSports.com yesterday.
Isn't that a phrase you thought you'd never,
I know,
ever, ever?
I know, man. I know.
I should say more than 50K.
Atlanta falling in love with soccer.
It stinks all the way around. Just a debacle of a game last night and a shocker. But like I said, when you're playing 10 versus 11, you're playing a man down for the large part of the game, bad things are bound to happen. They scrapped and clawed. The guys that were still on the pitch, scrap and claw last night and try to put together.
Just say field. It's okay. You can say field.
No, I like talking the soccer lingo. You know
field.
What I'm saying?
Pitch.
The pitch. The kits.
I feel like it's forced upon me. I don't want to do it.
Wearing a nice kit.
I'm a rebel, brother.
I'm okay with each sport taking on its own identity. You know what I mean? So things are just different. It's just different. I'm okay with the draws being in the middle of the wins and losses as opposed to on the end. You know what I mean? I'm cool.
You
with
mean
that.
On the table?
on the table. Wearing the, what kit are they going to wear?
Well,
tonight?
I respect
the
it, but kit. I respect it, but I don't like it.
Yeah. So you want to change the terminology?
What's next? Metric system?
If we were smart,
it's a slow creep, man. It's a slow creep.
If we were smart, yes.
If we were smart, the metric system.
If we were smart, it's
they tried to
easier.
Force that down our throat
simple.
In the '70s. It didn't stick.
I was going
to
say, I think they tried that before about 50 years ago.
Yeah,
here we are.
Were you trying to do it in school?
They really forced it on us in school. We're like,
and then they eased out of it.
They quickly said no.
Nonetheless, man, like I said, it stunk last night after such a buildup, such an excitement. I had people in town from Florida to watch the game last night. People that drove all the way up.
They came
from Florida to watch the game and bought tickets and had good seats. And just that result, you wonder about Greg Berhalter's future.
Yeah,
you wonder about the future of a lot of these guys. But it leaves a lot of questions because it just seemed like and you look at the interviews from after the game, a lot of these guys were saying a lot of emotion in the locker room, like a lot of guys speaking up and kind of laying it on the line, like this can't happen. But like I said, man, we're playing 10 versus 11.
Lack of impulse control, man.
I mean, you're frustrated.
And I mean, it is. I've been on teams that have played man down before.
Because of you, right?
No, I knew.
Because you flew into one of your patented rages, didn't you?
I knew that was going to come out. No, I played.
Dirty player.
It's not hockey, Tiff. You can't body check somebody.
It's not, but it is not. But, sometimes you have to throw a little when the ref's not looking. Sometimes when their back is to you,
just a little kidney punch,
Hey,
Tiff, I don't think you would have thrived in the VAR era. You know what I mean?
What VAR?
When they can go back and watch the replay of
it's
your.
Like
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I think they would have been like, let's go back and watch Blackman here.
Oh, my God.
She's out.
Is that girl okay?
Yeah.
I think I told that story before where this girl, it was parents' weekend, and my mom and sister were at my game. And this girl had, we've been shoulder to shoulder. I was playing, obviously, defense.
You are a little chippy that day.
A little chippy. And she slid her fingernails down my arm.
Oh.
And then I just.
That's hot.
There was like a.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
So I cut this guy's microphone off.
I know, kind of did it. I somehow blacked out into a fit of rage.
Oh.
And, I guess I timed out perfectly because no officials, no referee, no one was in sight. And I don't know what happened. I just know she was on the ground crying. And so
you got those shark eyes all of a sudden, didn't you?
I had no idea what happened. But I do know that her father, I guess, they had traveled in. So he's yelling. And then my mom wants to get up and say something. My sister looked at her and said, no, Jackie. She was...
So you flew into such a rage, you forgot. You're getting aware of what happened.
Can you imagine the criminal defense? I don't know what happened. I blacked out. I woke
temporary
up.
Insanity.
She was crying on the ground, bleeding. I don't know.
Oh, good.
We scored a goal while she was on the ground.
I have no memory of the incident, sir.
And you beat the rap.
Yeah, I beat the rap.
That's awesome. Good for you. Makes me proud.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
I want to coin this. I don't know. It's like the summer of... It's going to be like a Tiffany summer. I'm not trying to be like Bo. Please don't say that.
It's also a Tiffany fall, a Tiffany winter, Tiffany spring.
Stop it. No, but the travel, there's going to be a lot going on this summer. So I'm going to Paris.
There you go. You're already in the mindset. There you go.
Don't kick me out for saying that. They're like, stupid American. so I'm going to Paris. Then I'm going on this Europe trip that I've talked about before with my guy friends. But I learned that I have a significant work meeting at my other job that will take place in the midst of this trip. So I
And that's
am,
in New York, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, I feel like we need to throw together an itinerary.
I'm going to throw together a map. So
there
it's like I go from basically Atlanta to Paris. Paris, go visit my friend in London for a day or two. Then all of a sudden, I'm jet setting back to the United States for this meeting for 2 days. And then I'm flying out of there to go back to London. Probably see my friend again. And then go meet up with the guys in Amsterdam.
I've been to Amsterdam. We'll then, enjoy that.
Yeah. All right, how many nights in Amsterdam?
Right? I'm going to get shortchanged. Well, I know. I think you guys would probably have more fun than probably I would. I know my guy friends
What does
are
that
super,
mean?
They're just so excited about going to Amsterdam.
Oh, come on. Win in Rome.
Yeah.
Tiffany, win in Rome, baby.
They are way too excited about it. And I'm sure they're probably like, you know what? We're glad she's not going to be with us. I bet they are celebrating that. So I'm going to get shortchanged in Amsterdam.
A couple of dogs
so I'll
on
get,
a leash.
I will get, it's, I don't even, you know, I'm glad. I'm glad now.
Yeah.
I'll be there for a day, unfortunately, but we're going to save some of the museum trips and stuff like that. And then the FSU Georgia Tech game in Ireland. And we're also going to hit up Prague in between there. And then I fly back. Basically, when I fly back, it's go time for this for the season,
yeah.
for football season.
And your first game is?
I can't talk about it yet.
Oh,
but,
okay.
yes. All right. I'm not even sure yet.
Okay.
But I think it probably is not going to be – I don't know if it's going to be close or not.
Yeah.
So, basically,
right.
it's land and then, like, a day or two at home, and then I'm gone.
Man.
And for someone who's a homebody, for the most part – Because I always joke. I mean, I haven't said it on the
show.
Well,
maybe this will help you broaden your perspective.
That's what I'm wondering. You know? That's what I'm wondering.
I think that.
Fall in love in France.
The world needs you out there, not hold up.
That's hold up. Am I?
Where the church brings you a fruit basket because you're a shut in.
Where people are doing wellness checks on her.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Is she here?
What's that smell? Good Lord.
Just hibernating.
As long as I've ever not been. Home. I mean, I don't count like sure. living and you know working right up in TV and stuff like that.
Just
this
taking care
like
of the puppy.
My friend always keeps him. She basically she had like boa constrictors. She was rescuing cheetahs and monkeys in Africa before. She's an animal savant.
Oh, so clearly the dog's in good hands.
Yeah.
The dog loves
if
her.
If I say her name, he's like peace
oh.
out.
Aw,
he's ready.
That's
to,
cool.
to ditch me.
I cannot tell you, Tiff, the stress level that I already have
for
thinking
me?
About your travel, because I can just imagine. What time you'll show up to the Amsterdam airport for your flight, and I'm going to be sitting
Sheephole
there.
Airport.
Like, I'm going to be like, oh my, like.
But apparently,
I don't know.
I'll I'm be just, running I'm, on adrenaline. That's what my, that's what I've been told.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's, I think that's every time you go to an airport though, right? Like from what you've told me, you're like,
yeah,
I just pull around there on two wheels. That one
true.
Time you had to return the rental car.
Oh yeah, I lost a rental car.
I remember that story.
But I was saved, so shout out to the greatest travel lady in the history of travel.
Oh,
a place
gosh,
I used to work
man.
At. So,
parked and rolled. I just.
Yeah,
oh.
so I just. Have you guys ever done anything like a ton of travel just on your body? I'm just wondering what all this is going
not,
to
be. Not all that.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You
know, no.
Just go somewhere
like
and come back,
like,
but not go there, then there, then there, then back there, then over there,
no.
then back there.
I feel like
there.
I'm going to have to train. Like, I'm going to have to, like, when I get on the treadmill today, I might want to carry my luggage
on.
With me.
Yeah.
God,
I bet your luggage is going to be out of control.
Well, I have a plan.
Oh, okay.
Ship
I
it.
I have a plan. That's when I come back stateside, I'm going to unload all the Olympic stuff. But I have to somehow get to a FedEx or get somewhere.
Sure.
And then unbeknownst to my sister, surprise, there's going to be a package at your house.
But you know what's happening? Though,
the
FedEx
too
plane,
heavy for her to pick up and get inside.
But that FedEx plane is going to crash, and there's going to be one survivor on an island. He's going to use your luggage to help him survive. He's going to take out. You're going to have an ice skate in there. He's going to use that to extract
that would
a
be
tooth.
Awesome. Just like the Castaway, the FedEx plane.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's awesome.
So, but Rob said I should put it out in the universe. I'm going to go to France. I'm going to fall in love in France. That's what's going to happen. So I just spoke it into existence.
There you go.
You know, I may not come back, guys. So
yeah,
that's
you know,
what,
hey.
You know.
Well, just send us a postcard and maybe an email.
You know,
you don't do email much. Maybe a group text.
Maybe a group text.
Maybe that.
I'll unmute the group thread and I'll be like, hey,
actually,
guys.
You know what, Tiff? Just because it's you, phone call will work this time.
It will work?
You know what I mean? I'm not a phone call guy. Phone calls will work this time.
I'm like, guys, put me on speaker. I have some news. I'm not returning. And then my parents will get their wish because then they'll like high five because they always said if I get married, and my sister included, they were going to high five each other.
You should have gotten your starter marriage or mulligan marriage over with 10 years ago, though. So you're behind it.
But then at this age, I feel like everyone's like, you're already old. Like, we're all dying. Like, what? I'm about to be 40.
None of us are getting out of this alive.
So, you know, so then at this age, it's like, you might as well just, you know, buckle up and like, cool, we meet, we get along. Let's do this. That's what people do now.
Marry a friend for the benefit.
We are back here on the morning shift. We will hit a TV's timeout in just a minute. But Mercedes-Benz Stadium was home to Copa America last night. The U.S. men's national team facing Panama. And, this was not a good result for them. They lost 2-1. And they were down pretty much the entire game because in the 18th minute, Tim Weah, it wasn't really shoulder to shoulder, but
no, it was.
You know,
I'm going to call it a palm punch. You know, it was kind of
the hand of God goal 2.0.
Sometimes emotions overtake the best of us, and of course you can't put all the entire blame on one player at all. But that did hurt the team. Being down a man.
Yeah, I'm going to say that in soccer more than any other sport, I'd say yes. When you're playing 11 against 10, it's pretty easy to put.
I'm not piling on.
Pretty easy to put the blame on one guy when you're playing 10 versus 11 for most of the game. I will say that.
Soccer's version of the power play.
Yeah, I mean, I think in baseball when everybody's struggling, it's like, I can't really blame one guy. Table setter, football, ultimate team sport, whatever. In this case, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, we can put a lot of this on Tim Weah. A boneheaded move. Is unfortunate to say the least. Like I said, I'm going to call it a palm punch, something you learn like in jiu-jitsu to break somebody's
nose.
Those
things would be devastating, a palm punch.
Right, palm punch, just
palm punch.
Bow. Right to the head. I mean, he didn't even argue it. He was like, red card, I'm all. Like, he knew as soon as this
the
wall was going on.
VAR reviewed it.
It was the dumpster fire.
He did put out a statement. He issued a public apology. He said, no matter what, I will always fight for my team and my country till the day I am no longer needed or capable. I sincerely apologize to everyone. My love for this team goes beyond just football, and I'm so sad and angry at myself for putting my brothers through what they went through tonight. So now he'll be out for the next matchup because it is a red.
Yeah, the mother of all must-win games coming up for the U.S. men's national team. And you know what stinks about this, above all else, guys, is that all week I've been reading such good things about soccer in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I've been reading such good things about the U.S. men's national team and their review of being in town and this city that has fallen in love with soccer in a lot of different ways. And, you know, the headquarters is headed here and everything else. And to have this sour note that happens in Mercedes-Benz Stadium last night, I knew a handful of people that paid really, really good money to go be a part of this capacity crowd at Mercedes-Benz.
I had a bunch of friends that went last night, too.
And to have that result fly out of that, it stinks, man. It really, really stinks that you kind of ended on that sour note after such a good few. I mean, there was a headline on FoxSports.com, and it was like, this team has kind of fallen in love. What is it? Let me see. U.S. men's national team enjoying southern hospitality in soccer crazy Atlanta. That was a headline on FoxSports.com yesterday.
Isn't that a phrase you thought you'd never, ever?
I know, man. I know.
I should say more than 50K.
Atlanta falling in love with soccer.
It stinks all the way around. Just a debacle of a game last night and a shocker. But like I said, when you're playing 10 versus 11, you're playing a man down for the large part of the game, bad things are bound to happen. They scrapped and clawed the guys that were still on the pitch. Scrap and claw last night and try to put together.
Just say field. It's okay. You can say field.
No, I like talking the soccer lingo. You know
field.
What I'm saying?
Pitch.
You say the pitch. The kits,
I feel like it's forced upon me. I don't want to do it.
Wearing a nice kit.
I'm a rebel, brother.
I'm okay with. I'm okay with each sport taking on its own identity. You know what I mean? So things are just different. It's just different. I'm okay with the draws being in the middle of the wins and losses as opposed to on the end. You know what I mean? I'm cool.
You
with
mean
that.
On the table?
on the table. Wearing the, you know, what kit are they going to wear?
Well,
tonight?
I respect it, but
kind of thing.
I respect it, but I don't like it.
Yeah. So you want to change the terminology.
What's next? Metric system?
If we were smart.
It's a slow creep, man. It's a slow creep.
If we were smart, yes.
If we were smart, the metric system.
If we were smart, it's
a lot easier.
They
tried to force that down our throat in the 70s. It didn't stick.
I was going
to
say, I think they tried that before about 50 years ago. Yeah. Here we are.
Were you trying to do it in school?
Really forced it on us in school.
And then they eased out of it.
It quickly said no.
Nonetheless, man, like I said, it stunk last night after such a buildup, such an excitement. I had people in town from Florida to watch the game last night. People that drove all the way up.
They came
from Florida to watch the game and bought tickets and had good seats. And just that result, you wonder about Greg Berhalter's future.
Yeah.
You wonder about the future of a lot of these guys. But, it leaves a lot of questions because it just seemed like and you look at the interviews from after the game, a lot of these guys were saying a lot of emotion in the locker room. Like a lot of guys speaking up and kind of laying it on the line like this can't happen. But like I said, man, we're playing 10 versus 11.
Lack of impulse control, man.
You're frustrated.
And I mean, it is. I've been on teams that have played man down before.
Because of you, right?
No, I knew.
Because you flew into one of your patented rages, didn't you?
I knew that was going to come out. No, I played.
Dirty player.
It's not hockey, Tiff. You can't body check somebody.
It's not, but it is not. But, sometimes you have to throw a little when the ref's not looking. Sometimes when their back is to you,
just a little kidney punch,
Hey,
Tiff, I don't think you would have thrived in the VAR era. You know what I mean?
What VAR?
When they can go back and watch the replay of
it's
your.
Like
replay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I think they would have been like, let's go back and watch Blackman here.
Oh, my God.
She's out.
Is that girl okay?
Yeah.
Look, I think I told that story before where this girl, it was parents' weekend, and my mom and sister were at my game. And this girl had, we've been shoulder to shoulder. I was playing, obviously, defense.
You are a little chippy that day.
A little chippy. And she slid her fingernails down my arm.
Oh.
And then I just.
That's hot.
There was like a.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
So I cut this guy's microphone off.
I kind of did. I somehow blacked out into a fit of rage.
Oh.
And, I guess I timed out perfectly because no officials, no referee, no one was in sight. And I don't know what happened. I just know she was on the ground crying. And so
you got those shark eyes all of a sudden, didn't you?
I had no idea what happened. But I do know that her father, I guess, they had traveled in. So he's yelling. And then my mom wants to get up and say something. My sister looked at her and said, no, Jackie. Nah, she was...
You flew into such a rage, you forgot.
You weren't aware of what happened.
Can you imagine the criminal defense? I don't know what happened. I blacked out. I woke
temporary
up.
Insanity.
She was crying on the ground, bleeding. I don't know.
Oh, good.
We scored a goal while she was on the
good.
Ground.
I have no memory of the incident, sir.
And you beat the rap.
Yeah,
I beat the rap. Exactly.
That's awesome. Good for you. Makes me proud.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
I want to coin this. I don't know. It's like the summer of... It's going to be like a Tiffany summer. I'm not trying to be like Bo. Please don't say that.
It's also a Tiffany fall, Tiffany, a Tiffany
right?
winter, a Tiffany
no,
spring.
Stop it. No, but the travel, there's going to be a lot going on this summer. So I'm going to Paris.
There you go. You're already in the mindset.
They'll kick me out for saying that. They're like, stupid American. So I'm going to Paris. Then I'm going on this Europe trip that I've talked about before with my guy friends. But I learned that I have a significant work meeting at my other job that will take place in the midst of this trip. So,
that's in New York, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, I feel like we need to throw together an itinerary.
I'm going to throw together a map. So
there
it's like I go from basically Atlanta to Paris. Paris, go visit my friend in London for a day or two. Then all of a sudden, I'm jet setting back to the United States for this meeting for 2 days, and then I'm flying out of there to go back to London, probably see my friend again, and then go meet up with the guys in Amsterdam.
I've been to Amsterdam. We'll still enjoy that.
All right, how many nights in Amsterdam?
Right? I'm going to get shortchanged. Well, I know. I think you guys would probably have more fun than probably I would. I know my guy friends
are. What does that mean?
They're just so excited about going to Amsterdam.
Oh, come on. Win in Rome.
Yeah.
Tiffany, win in Rome, baby.
They are way too excited about it. I'm sure they're probably like, you know what? We're glad she's not going to be with us. I bet they are celebrating that. So I'm going to get shortchanged in Amsterdam.
A couple of dogs
I'll
off
get,
a leash.
I will get, it's, I don't even, you know, I'm glad. I'm glad now.
Yeah.
I'll be there for a day, unfortunately, but we're going to save some of the museum trips and stuff like that. And then the FSU Georgia Tech game in Ireland. And we're also going to hit up Prague in between there. And then I fly back. Basically, when I fly back, it's go time for this for the season,
yeah.
for football season.
And your first game is?
I can't talk about it yet, yes. All right. I'm not even sure yet.
Okay.
But I think it probably is not going to be, I don't know if it's going to be close or not.
Yeah.
So basically it's land and then like a day or two at home and then I'm gone.
Man.
And for someone who's a homebody for the most part, because I always joke, I mean, I haven't said it on the show.
Well, maybe this
a
will help you broaden your perspective.
That's what I'm wondering, you know? That's what I'm wondering.
I think that,
fall in love in France.
The world needs you out there, not hold up.
That's hold up. Am I?
Where
am
the
I
church
apartment?
Brings you a fruit basket because you're a shut in.
Where people are doing wellness checks on her.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Is she here?
What's that smell? Good Lord.
Just hibernating.
This is the longest I've ever not been home. I mean, I don't count like living and working your way up in TV and stuff like that.
Just
this
taking care
like
of the puppy.
Travel. My friend always keeps him. She basically, she had like boa constrictors. She was rescuing cheetahs and monkeys in Africa before. She's an animal savant.
Oh, so clearly the dog's in good hands.
Yeah.
The dog loves
if
her.
If I say her name, he's like, peace out. He's ready to ditch me.
I cannot tell you, Tiff, the stress level that I already have
for
thinking
me?
About your travel. Because I can just imagine what time you'll show up to the Amsterdam airport for your flight. And I'm going to be sitting
Sheephole
there.
Airport.
Like, I'm going to be like, oh my, like,
but apparently
I don't know.
I'll be running on adrenaline. That's what I've been told.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's every time you go to an airport though, right? Like from what you've told me, you're like, I just pull around there on two wheels. Now one
true.
Time you had to return the rental car.
Oh yeah. I lost a rental car.
I remember that story.
But I was saved. So shout out to the greatest travel lady in the history of travel.
A place
I used to work at.
Parked and rolled.
Have you guys ever done anything like a ton of travel just on your body? I'm just wondering what all this is going
not,
to.
Not all that.
Okay.
Oh, God, you know, no.
Just go somewhere
like
and come back, but not go there, then back there, then over there, then back there.
I feel like I'm going to have to train. I'm going to have to, when I get on the treadmill today, I might want to carry my luggage with me.
Yeah.
I
bet your luggage is going to be out of control.
Well, I have a plan.
Okay.
Ship it.
I have a plan. That's when I come back stateside, I'm going to unload all the Olympic stuff. But I have to somehow get to a FedEx or get somewhere.
Sure.
And then unbeknownst to my sister, surprise, there's going to be a package at your house.
But you know what's happening? Though, the FedEx
plane. Too heavy for her to pick up and get inside.
But that FedEx plane is going to crash and there's going to be one survivor on an island. He's going to use your luggage to help him survive. He's going to take out, you're going to have an ice skate in there. He's going to use that to extract
a
tooth.
That would be awesome. Just like the Castaway, the FedEx plane.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's awesome.
So, but Rob said I should put out in the universe, I'm going to go to France. I'm going to fall in love in France. That's what's going to happen. So I just spoke it into existence.
There you go.
I may not come back, guys. So,
well, just send us a postcard and maybe an email.
You
don't do email much. Maybe a group text.
Maybe a group text.
I'll
unmute the group thread and I'll be like, hey,
actually,
guys.
You know what, Tiff? Just because it's you, phone call will work this time.
It will work?
You know what I mean? I'm not a phone call guy. Phone calls will work this time.
I'll be like, guys, put me on speaker. I have some news. I'm not returning. And then my parents will get their wish because then they'll like high five because they always said if I get married, and my sister included, they were going to high five each other.
You should have gotten your starter marriage, your mulligan marriage over with 10 years ago, though. So you're behind it.
But then at this age, I feel like everyone's like, you're already old. Like we're all dying. Like what? I'm about
none
to
us
be
are getting
40.
Out of this alive.
So, so then at this age, it's like, you might as well just, buckle up and like, cool, we meet, we get along. Let's do this. That's what people do now.
Marry a friend for the tax benefits.
Tax benefits.
This is going to be one of the great adventures of your life. So don't look at it. Don't be getting all bogged down by the logistics of the thing. Right. Be in the moment, enjoy it.
When is logistics so right? Logistics never bogged me down before. Rob's right. I'm not going to let it get me.
Be in the
this
moment.
Time.
Yeah, be in the moment. Celebrate that.
Good for you. It's going to be legendary.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, write your memoirs, honey.
I'm going to write
you
a book.
You better go to a track and field event, too.
That's the goal.
That's my only thing.
That's the goal. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. When we come back, NBA draft day two saw a superstar son. My head wanted to say LA superstar, but I you know, I'm always so, you know what? We're just going to go to break. Bye. We'll be right back.
Yeah.